Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
My mind's been a long time coming. Yes, Lord. Praise be to God. Praise to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We gather here again another day, my brothers and sisters, on God's plan.
Yes, sir.
God's plan.
Yes, sir.
My.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
For the Spirit, man. You know, I thank God always for the Randy, you know, how he touches, man, the starters out of my way, you know, like you were saying. You know, Sam Cooke says, it's been a long time coming. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He said, I know a change is going to come.
A change is going to come. You know, I can vouch for that because, you know, I know myself. I got a testimony. I came a mighty long way, my brother.
God bless you, man.
I came a mighty long way. And, you know, when Sam Cooke say that, it touched a little different because, you know, he says it's been a long time coming. But he knows change going to come. My. Came a mighty long way.
My God.
You know, I'm 30 and 4 years old, my brother. You're a little older than me. Reverend Henry, a little older than me. But
No. We about
been
the same
a long
age.
Time coming.
It's about the same age, man. What you trying to do me like this, man?
Yeah.
It's been
you
a long
think
time
I'm with
coming.
It. You want to think I'm with a dog or something. I ain't with a dog, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, but it's just good. It just feels so good when we know the Holy Spirit resides here, man. And we know we can gather together. The Holy Spirit going to be in the midst.
It's just
a wonderful feeling to know
you can
gather together and the Spirit of God is going to be in the midst.
Come on, man.
Brother. I mean, I don't know how you're feeling this morning, but let's roll on over into it. I mean,
he's ready.
Ready to rock and roll.
Well, I just open my Bible and let the Lord lead me, you know. Brother Dale, Brother Randy, you know, I'm telling you, he has rolled over Joel, you know, the book of Joel, you know.
The book of Joel.
While you trying to find it. The book of Joel, you know, the prophet Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God used him, you know what I'm talking about. Such a time like this, Brother Darrell, it's a season for some understanding. God want to tap into some things, man. See, when God opens the mystery of his heart, he only opened up to his children. He don't hide it from his children. He'll never forget that.
My God.
He does not hide
my God.
Oh, I know him right about it. He going to make it so plain to the children because of the world. He just said, well, he told one man, how I'm going to tell you heavenly thing, you're struggling with the earth thing.
Yes.
So he's talking about corner minded people, right? But watch this here. Joel.
That's right.
In chapter 2. You know, I was going to do some skipping. I'm going to start at verse 1, but watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come so humble to you, Lord. We asking you, Father God, just to increase as we decrease, Lord. Lord, if we ask you, we got one voice over here, Lord. And Lord, even though you hear the voice, but many people do the voice, Lord. But we ask you to hear our heart, Lord. Guide us through this whole thing, Lord, that we please you, Lord. That we lift you up today, Lord. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our redeemer, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for what you're already doing and what you're about to do. So we just want to just come in, Lord, and ask you, Father God, to bless the sick, to shut in, Lord. We do know it's voting time, Lord, but, Lord, our mind is not on no voting. Lord, our mind is on kingdom building, Lord. And we come to lift up you today, Lord. We one thing, Lord, we voted on you a long time ago, Lord. And we allow you to come in our heart, Lord. So, Lord, have your way today, Lord. Bless our heart, Lord. And always lift you up, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I vote to go to Joel,
chapter 2. That's what I vote to. That's my vote.
Joel chapter 2.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'm here.
I'm gonna blow a little bit when I do this. Watch this here. He said, blow ye the trumpet of Zion. Look what it said, brother. Sound a alarm in my holy mountain. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
I'm gonna get heaven.
Oh, yes.
I can heaven for a minute.
Come on,
man. It's about the word. When you read the word, my sisters and brothers, when it starts, it blows the trumpet of anxiety. Sound alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, O heavenly Holy Spirit. For it is time at hand, O heavenly Spirit. Hey, brother, we try our best to kind and convey God's word. But we do it in a way to we try to allow people to have a free spirit. David said, Lord, let me have your free spirit, you know, what I'm talking about. And
yes.
I don't know about this time, you could be hindering some things, but he will blow it to tell you to come and hear and see what thus says
yes.
the Lord. The day is now. It's here, Brother Darren. It's here, Reverend. It's right here. And it's coming so
yes,
bad
sir.
That people, if you don't hear, if you don't listen to the right people, preach word, that you can follow unsound doctrine. That's why you have to get in the word and read the word and study the word. And what you don't understand, I believe my God will show it to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. He knows that. He told me. I want you to blow it, Reverend Henry. I want you to blow it, Brother.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to blow it, Reverend Rand. I want you to blow it. He said, because it have came now that the Lord is here, man. We already know he's here. Can I say it again?
Yeah.
We already know he's here.
Yes.
I'm going to run on y'all. I want to tell you when I start off blowing it. Is you blowing? When the last time you blow? When the last time you blow your trumpet, man? When the last time you gave somebody a positive of outlook of kingdom building in their life? When you say it's going
yeah.
It's going to be all right. They're going to say, well, it's all right, and this and thus and this. Because you know what? You got to have faith. You got to trust in the Lord. That see, a lot of folks want their heaven right now, Brother Rand. They want it right now. They want it right now. But boy, I'm telling you, we try our best to try to explain how heaven going to be. Even John the writer did in Revelation. But don't you know the street is going to be paid of gold? It is going to be so, the gold we ain't never seen before. It's like the book said, it's like transparent that you can see through it, man. Come on, man, help me with it. This is what we get prepared for. This is what we blow into you, ready with it. Now, I'm almost home when I say this here. A day of darkness and gloom and days of the clouds, the thick of the darkness, as morning spread up on the mountain. And great people of strong, there has not been ever light. He said, neither should there be any more after, even to the years of many generations, a fire devour before them. And behind them is a flaming burning of the land. It is as the Garden of Eden before them.
Yes.
What did we say? And behind them, desolation, wilderness, and yea, nothing shall escape them. Well, when he comes, he's painting this picture. When it comes, my brother, hey Randy, when it comes, hey, you're going to say, you know what? It's going to be too late to say, I believe. It's going to be too late to say, Lord, I understand now. We need to get a relationship with Christ name. Because Joel, he prophesied and talking about what's going to happen when
it's
he
going to happen. Yes,
You talking about the Garden of Eden. He said it's going to be so much fire going through it, it's going to burn up all of that. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, you're going to look back. I mean, the wilderness is going to be so, it's going to be nothing that you can be able to escape to. You ain't going to be behind no tree. You ain't going to be behind nowhere. But I find out one thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's a good time to serve the Lord right now. Because we need him, too.
Yeah.
We need
him.
I know we need him. Because this word is the same yesterday. Help me, Holy Spirit. Today and evermore.
Yeah.
It doesn't change. Oh, yeah, we change. Because we didn't get too dignified sometimes. But sometimes you need to sit back and say, Lord, speak to me. Lord, help me understand you. Lord, teach me to do your ways, Lord. Lord, discipline me so I can be more loving, Lord. We talk about love and everything. You know what I'm talking about? We talk about he gave us the truth and
mess.
Yes, sir. All the know that you are, man, to know that you got God in you and you can love you, it has to show that you love the brother. What we're doing right now, we got to love the brother. Can we take time out to tell Sad to lift up his name? Because there's going to be a time. I'm going to go home. It's going to be a time.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be able to escape, my brother. The last part of that verse 3, he said, nothing shall escape them. Look what he did, Reverend Henry. Then appear unto them is as the appearance of a horse. Yep, the old
horse. Yeah.
A horse.
Yeah.
those 7 days wrong. He said, like the noise of a chariot on the top of a mountain till they leap, like the noise of a flaming of a fire that devour the stumbles as the strong people set in valor array. But look what he said. Before their faces, the people should be much pain. And all faces should gather on a what? A blackness. You know what I'm talking about? And they should run like mighty.
They say every face will turn pale.
Yeah, you know.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother.
I'm with you. So you good. And he prophesied with this real stuff, man.
Yeah.
Back up again, make sure you understand what I'm talking about. He said, blow your trumpet. I'm in verse 1. Hold your finger in verse 7. Blow your trumpet in Zion. He said, a sound alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord comes. For it is what? Now and here. So he just let them know this is what's going to happen. Before I come start reading to you, before we start trying to convey this word to you, I'm going to tell you something. God already came, right? Now he came and he walked this earth. See, Joel prophesied about him coming, but he walked this earth, right? But Joel is talking about this second death. Help me, Holy Spirit. He talked about when he's coming back the second time, how he's going to do it.
Yeah.
So you ain't have this opportunity like you got right now to wake up in the morning and say, I guess I'll just go jack in the box. It's going to be some time. When this going on, jack in the box ain't going to help you. Macadamia ain't going to help you.
Yes.
You wake up, you're going to have to eat that word.
Brother Eric, I love the way you presenting this, because Joel, really, he telling us something. He telling us some deep stuff here, man, when he say, let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. He said, it is close at hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, it's coming. It's close. He letting us know it's close right here.
Close.
Oh, my God. Come on, brother. Mm-hmm. Come on with you.
And we can't be lukewarm telling it to him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh,
we can't be lukewarm telling it, because you know what? It starts with the mouth. Oh, help me. It's who's speaking.
Yeah.
It starts because he said, blow something. You can't say, well I don't want to hurt their feeling. I'd rather hurt their feeling than God's feeling.
Right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because what's going to happen? It'll help them. It'll help her. That's why we're warning you, because it's going to be, watch this here. What those, y'all been in church a little while. He said it won't be what? Water, but what? Fire next time. Y'all been in church a little while. He said the water, he did it one time. He baptized the whole world one time with the water for the fall day, the nonstop raining, right? He baptized and he killed off a whole nation. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what we did here. Now we can apply it today, right? Because he told me he would never destroy this earth again with rain, with water anymore. He said, well, it would be fire the next time. He said, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you a symbol, Reverend Henry, because some people took this symbol and used it for some men. But the symbol is a rainbow, right? And the rainbow letting us know that he won't hurt the land with water no more. But he said it's going to be fire the next time. So Joel talking about he talking about this fire, brother Dan, and he's moving with the fire through the land. And it's going to be so it's going to be so much that even horses and chariots, you can't even run from it, brothers. It's going to be so much. Can I get kind of technical with it? The flame is going to be so hot, you're going to be able to escape it. And it's like a consuming fire. Now, watch this now. What do you want to do? Watch this here now. When I say this here, my brothers, y'all want y'all to hear me real good when I say this. What in hell do you want?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Him again. Hey, Reverend. Mm-hmm. What in hell?
Yeah.
what's in there do you really want? You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm reading something right now. It was a rich man. I'm almost in my lesson, y'all. It's a rich man, right? He was rich. He had all the riches. He had a what we call right now a mansion right now. And then he had a man sitting in his gate begging for just to eat off his table what he would give to the dog. And he wasn't giving none. And one day the scripture said he died and went to hell. That's what the book says. But what happened to Lazarus? He found Lazarus in the arms of what? Abraham's bosom. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing that. But one thing about God allowed him to see it, right? Because I really believe the scripture is not a lie. You're going to be able to see your loved one in hell and in heaven. You're going to be able to see him. Either way, wherever you are. Wherever you reside at the end of this time. But I'm telling you one thing about it. It's going to be too late. Look at what he told the rich man. The rich man told Abraham, well, he tell Lazarus, stick his finger, help me, Holy Spirit, stick his finger in some water, just a little tip up. He said, let me put it on my tongue because I'm in so much torment. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend Henry? I'm in the book, Reverend Henry. And Abraham said, no. He said, you had your reward. That's what he told him. You had your reward. And with your reward, you had your heaven just then. But some of us want our heaven now. You care about trying to get your heaven on this side because you can get it too. But one thing about it, nothing can compare up with what he had for us. Nothing can compare up with us. And what happened to him, my brothers? God told him, Abraham told him, that he had his reward. Now Lazarus in heaven is right now. He's in the bosom, wrapped up in his arm. But I love this part. This is what I love. He went to tell him. He said, well, can I just go back? Can you go back and tell my brothers? He said they had the prophets. They had the Moses. And they wouldn't listen. How would they hear once a man coming from the dead? He said they had them all. They won't even listen to them. And then how they going to listen to them? You know, because they're so wrapped up in sin. They're so tied up in sin. They ain't going to hear him. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book, y'all. And then I start thinking about that right there. Is it anything too hard for God? When he make a stand and statement, you don't have to worry about it. All you got to do is stand firm on it because he is able. Amen? Watch this here. Now, let's get back to the left. He said, all that faces, he said, the people shall be much pain. All faces should gather in black. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they should run like a mighty men. They should climb the wall like men of war. They should march of their own ways. And they should not break their rank. Neither should one of them thrust another. They should walk after one in his path. And when they fall upon a sword, they should not be wounded. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they should run, I'm almost on, to and fro in the city. And they should run up on the walls, and they should climb up on the horses, and they should enter into a window like a thief. Look what he said now. I'm trying to get somewhere. And the earth should quake before them, and the heaven should tremble. And the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the star, let me say, the star shall withdraw their shine. Here we go now. And the Lord shall utter his voice. Oh, here we go, y'all. Before his army, for his camp. And look what he said, and very great, for he is strong that executes his word. For the day of the Lord is greater and very terrible, and who can what abide in it?
In the yes, Lord.
So what I'm saying, they were established men. They know how to fight. They've been fighting all their life, and God had put them in some places that they could be strong. But when he comes, Reverend Henry, when he opened his door, no army, no heights, no fences.
Right.
Nothing they're going to be able to run from. Because God, when he speak, I know him right about it. When he speak, the demon in hell was going to start shaking. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Well, I'm talking about saying in years. You best believe me. When he opened his doors, somebody said, "What you talking about?" He's giving us a chance to do it right now, to turn it around, right? He giving us a chance, Brother Randy, to give it so you don't want to see his face. It was a time, Reverend Henry. It was a time they asked, we want God to come to us. We don't want you. We don't want no mediator man now. We want to hear the Lord ourselves. Tell him meet us at the mountain. What did he do? He went and told them. And what they did, he spoke through thunders and lightning. If they got close to that mountain, what they do, Reverend Henry? They turned back. They said, "No, most of the time we better have you."
That's right.
Be careful
with
your head for the Lord, because he has something for we could be strong in a lot of things. Trust me, I know we're strong in a lot of things. But I'm telling you right now, when he comes, you have to be humble, because you got to know that the Lord, he's going to set the captain free. He's going to break up the stony hearts. And he's going to come for his children. But the one who's not walking in his will, trust me, what he said right here, he's going to blow on them. And when he blow on them, nothing going to be able to withstand it. Somebody know that when it gets black in this, it didn't turn to what? You didn't turn to the dust almost. The Bible said the body will go back to the dirt it come from. Oh, no, right about it. It's going to go back to him. You ain't going to be around, Brother Henry, because look at the verse 11, say it again. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For the camp is very great. It's a lot of them, brother. For he is strong to execute his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. And what he said, and who can abide it? Who can? No one. I don't care how much you try to fix yourself. When God comes, if you're not lining up with him, if you don't believe in his son, you don't believe he raised his son up the dead, trust me, you'll be right what he said, and he gave a promise to her. Anybody that don't believe in him will not abide with him. As I'm writing about it, brothers and sisters, you will not turn.
That's right.
So why run this race in vain? Why get on this journey with the Lord for so many years and running in vain? Look what it said. I'm going to read these few scriptures. I'm out of here, Brother Randy. Therefore also now, said the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, turn you even to me with all your heart.
Yes.
It was with fasting and with weeping and with moaning. I got to do this one more time. Therefore, also now, said the Lord, turn you even to me with all your what? Your heart. With fasting and weeping and with moaning. I don't know when last time some of us fast, but please turn your heart to him.
Yes.
Please let God's heart turn to you. Because you believe it. Look how David was. David was a man after God's own heart. Yeah, he had some things, but he was put here to do what he did. God had him here for that, for be a warrior like he was. You understand me? It was a season that, but he was still a repentant man. He always knew that when he was said, it was, "Lord, I sin against you and only against thee." You know what I'm talking about? He broke it all down to, "Lord, incline thy ears to me, Lord. You know, I want you to hear my repentance as I come to you." And this is how what he's telling right here, when he wants you to turn your heart to him. He said, "And fast and with weeping," he said, "and with moaning, and rent your heart, not your garment." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Spirit. And merciful. Now, this is the part we got to love. Slow to anger. You got to really love this part. And great in kindness. But you ain't got no more yet. And look what it said, and repent him of evil.
Yes, Lord.
People
must
have this same characteristic. What I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, he wants you to be grateful. He wants you to be merciful.
Yes.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He wants you to be slow to anger. He didn't say you can't get mad. Hope, help me in the spirit. So somebody need to know this. He said, but do it without, and what? And sin not. But don't let that what? Sun go down. See, you should let that thing bother you that long. You should find someone to get God to help you and be that man as someone. You should find somewhere, the Lord, to help me with my anger. So, because he said, you have, mm-hmm. he said, and great kindness. And that's all we got to do. That's all we ask people to do. We tell you to do the 180. And I know I'm redundant about this. With this 180, my brothers and sisters, is you have to go to God in prayer. Because it's a void there. And once you've been delivered, you got to ask God to fill that void. Some people say, I'm going to repent. But some people doing 360s when they repent. I'm telling you, you got to do 180. And then once you stop, you got to ask God to come in there. Yeah, we ritually, I repent yesterday. But you're still doing it, brother. you haven't repent. Repent means you need to leave it alone and ask God for restraint. Okay, that didn't work. Reverend Henry, that didn't work, did it? Watch this, Reverend Henry. They brought the woman to him. They brought her to him, committing adultery. They brought her to him. They wanted to make him they wanted to use that old state versus the church. You know, they tell you use that religious thing on him so he can judge him by the law. He said, this woman had committed adultery, Brother Dale. He said, What you gonna do about this, Jesus? Jesus had his head down, Brother Dale, and writing in the sand. No one know what it said. No, I got a lot of scholars writing each one of their sins out. Yeah, can you help me with that, brother? He probably writing each one of them, which one gonna throw the rock down first? You know, he just don't know what he was writing, but he had his head down. But let my mind go back a little bit. He had some patience there. I think he wrote patience down. Can I imagine this a little bit? I think he wrote mercy down. hey Reverend Henry, I think he wrote down forgiveness down. I think he did that, Reverend.
Yeah.
That's just my little mind. You know, this is my little mind wondering a little bit. And since he did it, he looked at him. He said, you that have not seen cast the first stone. And the book said they dropped the stone down, Brother Dale, from the oldest to the youngest. And then he looked at that woman. And we always say this here, Brother Randy. Well, he looked at that woman. He told that woman, he said, what are you accusing?
Yes.
Have you been there, Brother Randy? What are you accusing?
Oh, yeah.
then you said that you looked at the Lord. They not here, Lord. He said,
looked around, no, ain't nobody there.
Yeah, he said, these are accusers. But this is a thing. This is a thing he tells us, Brother Randy, that people don't like to hear. He said, go, Reverend Henry, Reverend Brian, brothers and sisters, and go and sit no more.
Sit no more.
Hey, this is the book. And I'm going to tell you something while I'm there. Because we have to tell the truth. We have to tell you cannot operate in sin and fellowship with the Lord. But you have to. That is a petition. That is a wall between you and God. Yeah, you can be lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
Bible said being lukewarm, what he does to you, he spew you out. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. So what I'm saying here, when I said about, let me get my word again. He said, who knows if, look what he said, he will return and repent and leave the blessing behind. Oh, hell no, I'm in the book, y'all. Even
yes,
the meat of offering and drinking offering unto the what? Lord your God. That repentance
yes,
is a strong thing, church. You have to understand me. If you have something that's to separate you between you and God, go to God. Let me go. I forgot to finish. Go to God. And when he, with that void you got there, ask God to allow him to give you, what, the Holy Spirit in your life. And then watch this.
Yes.
Let it work on you there. It'll strengthen you where you're weak at. It'll give, whatever you've been fighting, I'm talking about sometimes, man, even when you think you're right, Lord, I don't know nothing without you, Lord. Lord, I turn it over to you, Lord, but I feel like I still want to lie. I feel like I still want to steal. I feel like I still want to do harm. I still want to be that altered lifestyle, Lord. Lord, I need your help. You know what I'm talking about? You ain't got to sound like these people in the church sometimes. Father Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, and Lord, I was on my cooling board and wrapped up on the sheet and black and white. And see, you need to get personal with the Lord. You need to tell the Lord, Lord, I need you, Lord. I'm trying to fight this, Lord. This drug habit I got, Lord, I need you. I drank too much, Lord. Lord, I can't keep myself out of the store for stealing. I mean, you got to go to the Lord like that. And the Lord said, okay, get somewhere. Sit down. He'll talk to you. But, Rabbi, can you stop this
energy prayer
like this in the name of Jesus? Can you allow God to minister to you before you end your prayer and just sit there? And pause.
Yes, sir.
And just meditate on them and let them speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we quit ending our prayer before he can answer, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, well, I might be in office.
Right.
Whatever it takes. I know God will speak to you if you're sincere from your heart. He will speak to you. If you got a drinking problem, I'm telling you, if you got a hormone problem, if you're a busybody, what's a busybody? A busybody would go here and go over dog show and lie about something. You know what I'm talking about? That's a busybody. The Bible said there's a sin. He'll turn you over to it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said you can be delivered from that. That is a sin.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I know I'm by myself with it. But that's a sin. Let me get back in the book so y'all won't hang up on me. Who knows if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Even the meat offering. And look what he said. And the drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow, Brother Randy. Blow the trumpet in Zion. He said, sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I heard you say something. I'm going to tip out there. You can stop me where I'm at, where I'm wrong with it, bro. You tipped out there and said, man, I'm going to do a fast, you know. And your son said, Daddy, I'm going to fast with you.
Oh, yeah.
There's a me in my house.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There's a me in my house.
We're going to serve the Lord.
We're going to serve the Lord.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
See, with us, now, this is me now. This, you don't have to believe me. It's in the book. He said, when we fast now, he said, don't be like the hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. Don't be like the hypocrite, yeah.
Don't let your face look like you've been in a fast. He said, wash your face, Reverend Brian. Clean up yourself.
Clean up,
Reverend Brian.
Clean up
yourself.
He said,
pray in secret. He said, pray in secret,
yeah.
And I will reward you openly. So I'm reminded that when we do this, it's just a communication between you and God. Now, what you fast for is what you fast, but I'm kind of like old Solomon. Lord, give me something to lead your people. Give me some more wisdom to lead your people.
Yeah,
I don't want no tangible blessing because I find out he said, if I seek you first, the kingdom and all your
kingdom of God,
all your things, everything will be added to it. So I ain't asking for no no talks and burden and some 28 inch rings and all. I ain't asking all that. I'm asking to get closer to you, Lord. Watch this, Brother Randall. A 4-8, 4-board space, you know. I ain't asking for this. I'm asking for your love, Lord. I'm asking for you. Let me love you, Lord. And then what did he do to a brother, Reverend Henry? He said, well, love one another. I'm almost there, y'all. Love one another. He said, when you do this, he said, let man see this. And then when they see this, they'll know you are one of mine. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
So when they feel hate coming out of you, that's of the devil, man. That's of the devil. God wants you to love one another. This is love, what we're doing right here. We're telling you to repent. We're telling you how you feel that void. I know somebody's going to make you mad today and yesterday. But let me tell you something. Is there anything too hard for God? Pray for that person. Everybody on different spiritual level. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you might not be where they at or down where they at. But let me tell you something. That's why we should pray for lift one another up at such a time like this. This ain't about no, hey man, it's people going, people right now really, I'm going to be serious. They really looking at this vote like it's going to save them. Can I say this? And trust me, I did vote. But I'm going to tell you something, but my vote ain't into the, what's going on with my heavenly bound. You know what I'm talking about? I'm doing my duty.
Yeah.
So he said, obey the what? The laws of the land. But when it comes down to it, brother, my faith is in God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
If it calls a fast, I will do a fast. Like he's saying, to blow the trumpet of Zion, brother Reverend. He said, sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. He said, sanctify the congregation. I'm in the book, y'all. Assemble the elders.
Yes, sir.
Help me something about this, yeah. Now, hey, Randy, hey, brother Randy, you know this Holy Spirit, right? Man? What he said? I hope y'all caught with the way he just revealed. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Gather the people. Brother Darren, please, if you ain't busy, can you hear me? Brother Darren. Reverend Henry, since you ain't busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he said? Gather the people. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Gather the people. I'm going to read one more time. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders.
Yeah.
Gather the children, those that suck on the breast. Let the bridegroom give forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her what closet? Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna do something because I know a lot of folks don't probably know where I'm going with this here. I probably need to read, let me read this name first. Let the priest and the minister of the Lord weep between the porches of the altar, and let them say, spare thou people, O Lord, give not thou inheritance, and reproach thee that the heathen should what? Rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is thy God? I'm going to back up. What we've been trying to do earlier, gather the people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, he revealed them. I hope y'all with me. Gather the people.
Yeah.
Did we gather the people today?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Brother Ren, I know you're talking about. Y'all see what I meant, Brother Ren? Did we gather the people?
Oh, yeah.
Did he sanctify the congregation? Yes, he did. Brother Nutty, he sanctified it. He didn't leave it there. He said, assembly the elders. Elders don't have to be old, brothers and sisters. That ain't what he's talking about. He's talking about, see, we use it in the church as the pastor and the minister, but the elder is the one indeed of wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the God. Oh, I know I'm writing about it. You got some young elders running around there. Randy, what'd you say? You said that folk? What'd you say? How you say it, brother? 30 and folk. That means he's 34 years young, right? And let me tell you something. And God's using him.
Amen.
I hope y'all understand. I guess I'm just all about, I hope I ain't by myself with this, man. Gather the people, brother Randy. Did we gather the people today, brother Randy?
Yeah.
Did you see the Holy Spirit revealing that, man? Gather
He revealed it. But brother, it shouldn't even surprise you. It shouldn't even surprise you that the Holy Spirit is going to rebuild it.
The way I'm going to go with it, though, real. Take this out. Take me out, brother. Dan. See, God is not going to make us look like a fool. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. He said, gather the people. Okay, God's plan is trying to gather the people. I know I'm right about it. Even the Monday when they do their little discourse on the Monday, and they get the final discourse on the Tuesday on with it all, brother D10, Sister Mary, whoever else come over there, and myself, we get a chance to come over there. It's gathering the people, you know.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, man, it's gonna get late Monday, man. I just hope we don't get caught on the other side of that gathering. Help me, Holy Spirit.
So
we train the people to suck on the breast, because we believe the church is God's woman. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We believe the church is God's woman, and we should have pulled on the bread. We should be at one in tune with the word of God from what we do right now. Now we put it on it and we suck it off the breast. Help me, Holy Spirit. What I'm talking about, we're getting our nutrients from the breast, like a baby when a mother breastfeeding them. Oh, I don't know but one way to teach
that's
it,
right.
But a woman, you ain't no woman. I know I ain't no woman, but I had a few kids. I saw my wife. Come on, stay with me. So the woman, right? The wife, I'll put it that way. And when she's breastfeeding the baby get the nutrient. Now they do it now. I don't remember. Y'all can help me. Some women can help me with this one. Please, y'all help me. Now they're taking the milk out of the mother and squeezing out the mother and feeding the infant while they still in the hospital now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
I got one for be Friday. He's for the pop, man. My old grandson for the pop Friday. That's what they tell me, right? but what I'm saying, I know when he come out, his mother, they gonna squeeze the milk out of her, right? If I can say it right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to put in a bottle and feed them. I see them do one of my children like that. I don't remember they did me like that. I was too young. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing back in the 50s and the 40s and the 60s like that. Y'all got to help me with it. But I know they're doing it right now. This is the same way we're talking about the breath of the sucking of the church. He's talking about the symbolic of the church. And he's saying that this sucking of the breast is how we are. The bridegroom go forth to the training and brings out her clothes. She's coming out, and she's giving us our daily bread today. Help me, Holy Spirit. Her daily bread is for us today is repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Repent. Repent. And when you repent, my brothers and sisters, get in where you can get taught the Bible, not somebody hollering at you. Somebody can sit you down and teach you the word of God, and you'll start being obedient of what you're doing. Now, watch this. If you haven't been baptized, help me, Holy Spirit. If you haven't been baptized, the Bible teaches us to go out and teach. And he said the commandment, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he said, and teaching them to observe all the commandments he has taught us.
Yes.
So that's what the breast is. So we're trying to give it to you. I'm trying to make it plain. I'm sorry if I'm going too long with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make you understand that that's what the church is about. It's feeding us, nurturing. You know what I'm talking about? If I could just do something for a minute, make sure if I might be wrong. Let me back up to Jeremiah again. Just to make sure Jeremiah can help me with it. Y'all don't mind? Jeremiah. I think it's 15.
Yeah.
Y'all don't mind. I got to go eat a little bit, Reverend Henry. I got to go eat a little bit. Brother Rand, I got to go eat a little bit. 15 and 15.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said, well, you told us yesterday you weren't going to be on here. But well, you must have really listened to me. I said, well, I can't be on. I'm going to be on. Watch this here. Watch this here. Stay with me now. 15, Reverend. Look what he said. He said, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Thou knowest you remember me and visit me and revenge me of thy persecutor. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Now watch this, brother man. Thy words were found and I ate them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And thy word
was
unto me with joy, Reverend Henry, and rejoice. That's why when you see Reverend Henry, you ever see him, he loses his mind when he starts praising God. Hey, he said, could you tell the story?
he said, rejoice
in my heart, for I was called by my Lord God. Look what he said, Brother Henry. I mentioned your name, bro. I was called by the name of the Lord God of hosts. Now, I'm going to leave that right there because I told you, you got to eat this word. That is the breast we'll
amen.
We'll get nutrients. And it's better than anything. Have you ever fasted? Brother Man, I know you were there. Brother Man, I know you were there. And you was hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And you got in the word.
Oh, yeah.
And, and God removed that hunger pain. And God removed it.
Thank you, Lord.
Do something for me. I'm not this kind of preacher, but look up for me one time, and raise your hands up to the Lord and tell the Lord, feed me. Well, open your hands when you do.
Yeah.
That. Feed me your Holy Spirit, Lord. Teach me you.
Yes,
Lord. Help me when I'm repenting that you fill that void there, Lord, with your love and your amazing grace. Please do what I'm asking you to do, because I'm telling you, you can be rewarded for being obedient to God's word.
Amen.
Let the word go in your
Lord.
Heart. You know what I'm talking about? There's a lot of people saying Lord with their mouth, but their heart's so far from them. It's the hard thing. So once you get this nutrient, somebody know. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna tell y'all too. Some of y'all know what I'm gonna say. Man, I haven't been to the gym. And you know I'm going to say something, Reverend. You know for sure. I haven't been in the gym since this corona thing going on, man. You know what I'm saying? I haven't worked out or nothing. And nothing be quiet. You know what I'm saying? I don't like no Santa Claus either. but I'm telling you right now, I miss it. Boy, ain't no exercise. Ain't no exercise in getting in this word. You're running through the word. I'm almost on. Yeah, here I go. Here I go. I'm going to go because I know y'all are tired of hearing. Let me get this out. He said, let the priest in the minister of the Lord weep between the poets. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In the altar, let them say, spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thou inheritance to the reproach that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore, help me, Holy Spirit, you should thou say among the people, where is thy God? Hey, you remember we was gathering together early, my brothers, and we was asking God to do some things? He did it. He's showing us in his word.
Yeah.
He's giving us his redemption in his word. He's telling in his word, when we come together, the people going to be in awe because, you know what? God does miraculous kind of thing. You know what God does? God mends heart. God's getting men together, touching the green and believing like the sisters. The sisters don't have no problem. Sisters don't have no problem getting together. Sisters don't have no problem praising the Lord. It's hard to get men to come together unless it's some foolishness or something going on, some of the curves of the world. I might as well call it like it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't have no fun. I'm just trying to tell you, that's why the preacher has to beg for someone else, the Lord, to have mercy over them. Don't let the heathen take over them. Oh, help me. I'm in the book, y'all. I know I'm in the book. You don't want nothing to reside of you if you're a child of God, of the heathen. What you want to do, you want to be that light. Oh, I'm on the book. I'm in the book. You want to be that light. I ain't got but three more scriptures, y'all. You want to be that light. So let me tie these up together. Let the priest and the minister of the Lord weep between the ports. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In the altar. Let them say, spare thy people. Oh, Lord, give not thy inheritance to the reports that the heathen should rule over them, whether him. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is thy God? I know where my God is. Then will the Lord, oh, help me, Holy, he's going to help us right here, Reverend. Then will the Lord be jealous for his land, and he have paid the city of his people. Yea, the Lord answered. The Lord will answer. Can I say it again? Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and wine, and you shall be satisfied therewith. And I will not no more make you a reproach amongst the heathen, but I will remove you from the northern army and will drive him into the land barren and desolation. And with the face towards the east sea, and his hindering part toward the upmost sea, and look what he said, and sunk shall come upon, and his ill, we said, Savior, shall come upon.
You gonna put it, he
has
gonna pull
done
right here and get it.
Great. Yeah, he's gonna get that. Let me get him too. Ready? Don't know he talk. He wasn't talking about that book, man. Let me tell you something. When God is protecting you, and when God is showing you, he's gonna be a provider for you, Reverend Henry. Trust
mm-hmm.
me.
That's right.
No enemy can set up nothing to stop it. But one thing about it, God had to chastise some of us. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he got to bring a little famine in our life to understand that he's real. Sometimes he got to withdraw himself from you so you can go back to him. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Sin caused God to look away from you. But if you repent, he'll come back to you. You know, he'll make this army move. Because I love when he said, yea, the Lord will answer. Oh, don't you want the Lord to answer something for you? Do you
That's
really
right.
want God
yeah,
to answer something?
Yeah.
Do you want to come in and answer your prayer? Have you ever been somewhere and you say, hey, Reverend Henry, can I do this? And shall come to pass that before they call, I will have
mm-hmm.
And while
That's
they
right.
are
That's
yet
right.
speaking, I will hear.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Can I hear that?
Thank you, Lord.
He said,
Thank
while
you
yet call, I will answer. And while they
mm-hmm.
are yet, I will. Man, that's the kind of God we serve. Be encouraged today. That's all I got, though. But be encouraged today.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to go with. Be encouraged today. Then when you're gathering around, if you're a child of God,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what age you are, consider God in all your ways. Let God be first in your life. Quit allowing all these different foreign spirits in you. Then you try to find yourself going to sleep at night, and you wonder why you have all these nightmares and stuff, because you have too many foreign spirits there. Oh, I know I'm speaking to somebody. Let the Lord reign in your life. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect, but I do know one thing about it. You won't be like you used to be. You won't desire the things you used to desire. It ain't just because you can't do it no more. It's just because you love the Lord and you don't want to displease him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Do you love the Lord today?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get an amen? Do you love the Lord today?
Amen.
If God
praise
has truly
Lord.
Done something for you today, give him some praise today. Thank God
amen.
For all
praise the Lord.
Things. He said, we heard Sam Cooke say something. What did he say? I'm going to do this, and I'm
come
back. Come. Okay, I just want to do this one more time, and then I'm going to get on. It ain't going to be that long. It ain't going to be that long.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
I didn't want to play too much. I just wanted you to know that Reverend Herring, my brothers and sisters, and if you all listen, I don't know what God has for you. As long as you know what God has for you. And I'm going to tell you why I said it like that, because you got to make that personal relationship with the Lord. I wouldn't keep playing with God. Because one thing about it, someone told me to stop doing a few things, but I see too many people in my life that ran the race and fell off, right? Because of little things hook them up. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't let nothing stop you from serving God. If you are in your life, you know, don't let tragedies only cause you to call on God. Man, thank God for another day. Thank God for his love. Thank God for that he's merciful. Thank God that he allowed us to come together like we do right now. I'm telling you, I'm sold up and sold out for the Lord. And I love doing what I do. I don't even have to say a word, but do you know what? When it's in your belly, help me, Holy Spirit. When it's in your belly, Reverend Henry, why are you always talking? It must be speaking. Let me tell you something. I love God. I love people. I really believe that God put it in the children's heart. I'm talking about children, not just me, in this children's heart, that we should love one another. You know, I should make my practice loving you in spite of our differences. You know what I'm talking about? I should find a way to make peace. You know what I'm talking about? And that peace pass all understanding. And you go to Isaiah 27, it tells you, if your mind stay on him. So our mind been on him. Where your mind at? What are you thinking about? You thinking about anything? Do you want God to help you today? Do you want to come to the Lord? Do you need to understand repentance a little better? Is there something, maybe one of my brothers and sisters maybe can come and elaborate on it? But I'm telling you this here. I know the world got its own thing. We got so much going on right now you can worry about. But let me tell you something. Put your trust in God. Trust in the Lord. Trust in him. He wants us to trust. The children of God should be without a doubt to know where they're going right now. If he calls us home right now, then you know where you're going. I'm going to tell you this here. Nobody probably never told you this. Don't you know how to get to heaven? One scripture says you confess out your mouth that you believe in your heart that the Lord raised him from the dead. Then he said, then when a man believes in the heart, salvation is his. Then one scripture said this here. Now watch this here. Now I'm going to say it. Now you probably heard it before. God so loved the world. I'm going to go home with this. He sent it only to God's Son down there, whosoever believe in him. If you believe in him, you will have life internally. I'm going to tell you this here. But if you don't, you will perish. So that's what we're trying to get you to understand. I'll paraphrase it a little bit, because I want you to understand that don't let nobody have you hung up on. You got to know all the scriptures. You got to know everything. Nope, it ain't what it is. What you got to do is try in your heart to come to the Lord. And once you do that, let us or somewhere around you, some spiritual leader, to help you understand God in his word. And then you start applying to your life. Obedience coming. Oh, I know. Right? Obedience coming. Right. You ain't got to worry about it. Yeah, it's coming. Because once you get God in you, you don't want to do the things you used to do. No one mind about it. You don't want to do it. Brother Randy, you ain't going to do it. Once you get it in you, you ain't going to do that. You ain't going to do it. It might take a little time for most, but, boy, you keep coming on this kind of platform, even a Tuesday or Monday when they get to express God's love. But I'm glad about this here. I do say it like this. I'm glad we serve him. I'm going to say this in boldness. A lot of us serve God Monday through Sunday. Man, we do this 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying? And trust me. And love doing it. But so we extend our love to you and ask you if you need help, if you need prayer. You know, if I'm moving too fast, y'all stop me. If you need prayer and you need love, if you need someone to hold your hand, well, I'll tell you this, give God your heart. You know, we just want to stand in agreement with you, touch and agree with you that God's will be done in your life. His will is for every man to come in. You know, that's why we got to blow the trumpet, Reverend Henry. We got to blow it.
Mm-hmm.
While they're gathering together. Did you see how God revealed that gathering that day? Huh?
Man.
I hope y'all understand. Somebody don't know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, help me with something, Reverend. Because I know you don't want to bother talking about it. Reverend, help me with it.
Praise
did you
Lord.
See God gather that today, man?
Oh, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see? And did he put it in words?
Thank
he put it in words. I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
he will not let us look like a fool, Brother Dexter.
That's right.
Dougie, Wayne, Brother D, Brother Randy, Brother Sisters, and brother. He would not let us look like a fool. Yeah. We can stand on boldness and know that he's going to be in the midst. Because you know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because we praise nothing to believe. He hears our prayer. The Bible said before
That's
you
right.
even call, he's already answered, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's listening to it, man. I'm telling you, man, that's the kind of God we said. We gather
mm-hmm.
together right here because we love one another. I really believe, I met a few of y'all on here, but I really believe if God called a lot of us right today, a lot of us going in. You know why? Because your obedience that you wake up in the morning. Oh, I know right about it. Your
mm-hmm.
obedience that you perseverance, or some of you persevering 4 hours sometimes we've been on here. But I'm going to tell you something, it won't go out seen. God see this. Wherever you live in his name up, he's there. He said, if I'll be lifted up first, I will draw all men unto me. Now watch this, ladies. You are included. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to be super sure when I say this. Here. Now, that's all I have. You know.
Brother Teacher?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you add another that 21st verse? And may it be a blessing. And
you said, are you talking about Joel? You know my mind. You know my mind there, Bill. I think I'm still over here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to leave it alone, but you know my mind is repentance.
Mm-hmm. They gathering.
I'm gonna do what you say, though. My mind's on repentance,
mm-hmm.
man. And he wants people to repent, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go there with him. I'm right there.
Yeah.
Fear thee not, O land.
Yeah.
Be glad
mm-hmm.
and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid.
Reason.
You beast.
Yeah.
Of the people.
Yeah.
For the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree bear her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength.
Mm-hmm.
said, be glad, you children of Zion. He said, rejoice
mm-hmm.
in the Lord your God, for he hath given, he said, given you the formal rain and watering, and you would look what he said. Who was this here, man? Keep calling me, man. I'm like Brother Randy. Now, it will cause to come down from the rain, from the former rain and the latter rain in the first month, and the floor
mm-hmm.
to be full of wheat. Oh, he got the harvest there, baby boy. And
mm-hmm.
the last shall be overflowed with wine and all. Oh, he got it right there.
Yeah.
Hey, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Reverend. Look what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I will restore to you the years
you
of hope. And have eaten conker worms and the caterpillars and the pillar worms and my great army which I sit among you, and it shall eat the plenty and be satisfied in the praise of the
there
Lord,
you go.
The name of the Lord your God, that he dealt wonderfully with you, and my people should never be ashamed. Now I'm gonna do
there
that.
There you
go. Won't he do it?
mm-hmm.
Won't he
mm-hmm.
supply?
Yeah, that's
What he supplied.
Yeah.
What he supplied.
Mm-hmm.
I told
yeah.
him to leave it
yeah.
alone, man. You supposed to leave me
mm-hmm.
alone, man.
Yeah.
I tapped out.
It's a reason for that, you know. He want them to repent because he have something to offer them.
Yes, sir.
if they keep going their way, it's nothing but destruction before them. That's why he want us to repent. You know, he have something. He have deliverance in his hand, but we got
to
come to him.
You
know, we got to repent on what we think we know. Get all that out your mind, and just be an open fountain, be an open pitcher, be an open cup before the Lord, so He can fill you up.
Yes,
you know?
That's it.
And when we do that, you know, we do. Oh, hallelujah! When we do that, we do well. That's beautiful lesson. I know if you read that 21, I know you was gonna keep on. That's it.
Because we all gather in the spirit.
There you go.
Yeah,
we gather, you know. We gathering hoping and expecting God to do something. See, some people come in just they already done made up in their mind they ain't gonna get no blessing, they ain't gonna be no better. But
God,
you gotta come with hoping and expectation.
That way you won't rush
the preacher. You won't rush the word because you're there eagerly. You wanna eat. You wanna suck from that breast. You wanna get your nutrients. You wanna get what you feel need to make it through the day. And when we come, hoping, we come expecting, don't come wanting to dissect or maybe I can, you know. No, come hoping and expect God to do what He usually always does, you know.
Come with that,
you know. Pray for the one that's speaking. Pray for the one, you know. Not in the name of Jesus. Hoping and expecting God to do something, and He'll do it every time.
Yes, Lord.
He would do it every time, but you know, those that speak for Him, they have prepared themselves to do it.
Yes,
so you don't need one that suited up for the game, but they didn't get in the game, but they sit back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you need the one that have suited up, prepared themselves, and they get in the game and they do it. So those that would be on the sideline praying, hoping, expecting. I believe it's in the word. It's in the word. I don't want to go nowhere else, but that is scripture as well. Those that have finished the race, they're hoping and expecting for those that are yet running the race. But no, I don't want to leave from the beautiful passage that here in Joel that God has really blessed and really spoken. I'm just speaking that to encourage. You know, God has something for us. That's why. But He can't put new wine in where
old vessel.
No vessel.
Yeah.
You know, we got to repent.
Yeah.
And even if you done repented, even if you unrepented, if you've been cleaned up, so even get more clean. You can't be too clean for God. So whatever he opened up for you to do that as well, because it's a blessing for you.
That's it.
It's a blessing for you, you know. He might want to. You might be on one spiritual level. He want to pull you up to another one.
Let's go.
Things in our life hinder us from moving on. So that's why he say repent. When I show you something that you need to do, do it.
Let's go.
When I show you something, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But, yeah, beautiful word. Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this.
So what you trying to tell me? God specialized.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It seems
that a thought.
That's impossible.
Yes,
he can
sir.
What
he
will
do
with no other
yes,
power.
Yes, sir. Holy Ghost power.
Hey, man, you been right there, man. Hello, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You know, that's why I love the fellowship with my brother. Sisters on, because when we start getting off into the word, you know, it's just like a like he was eating. If I go back to Jeremiah,
mm-hmm.
you know,
there you go.
I eat
there you
the
go.
Word, and then it turns to jaws. Then, Brother Randy, then you rejoice in it. Then it comes to your heart. You can't hold your mute, Brother Randy. Because
yeah.
you feel pretty happy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Yes, you can't hold your mute.
Mm.
Man, look what God has done for me. Woo, look what he done for me. I ain't worried
thank
for
you,
what he's doing. I deserve
thank you,
justice.
Thank you, Jesus.
But some
yes,
kind of way,
oh,
give me that mercy.
I hear you.
I thank him for. I thank him for the blood.
Mm-hmm.
I thank him for the blood.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we started a song the other day, the blood. You know that blood song that
mm-hmm.
Jesus keep me near the cross. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That other song when it said reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley.
Mm-hmm.
That blood.
Yes,
give me strength.
Mm-hmm.
From day to day. That's what we talk about. We ain't talking about the strength we got.
Yeah.
We're talking about the strength God gave us. Oh, here, Holy
mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes,
eat
sir.
Off the tree, man. Eat off the tree.
Thank you, Jim.
Eat off the tree.
You.
Eat off
the
tree.
Yeah. I want to test
the what do you think about that breast, man? Tell me about that breast, man. What about the breast, man?
Man.
What about the breast? Churches of pride.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's it, man. That's great. And that's so true. Even a while ago, when you did it in faith, I received it in faith when you said, lift up your hand.
Oh,
lift up your hand,
yes.
You know. I was
that's
already
spirit,
in tune. You know,
yeah.
I was already in tune, but I did it in faith.
Yeah.
And God just said, oh, man, he just blessed. He just opened up that wisdom and understanding even more so. You know, so that's why I say whatever.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Whatever. We cannot do too much for him. We cannot do too much for him, you know. Some
hey,
Rev,
when he gave me that, Rev.
I got all I
when
need.
He gave me that, Rev.
Yeah.
When he gave me that, Rev.
Go ahead now.
He
mm-hmm.
told me there's some people on here need to lift their hands up. They got
thank
burdens.
You,
and mm-hmm. he told me to tell you. To look up to who is you? I'm not no witch doctor and all that, but I really believe God more. You know, has
that's
God
it.
Ever told
that's
you to
it.
Do
that's
something
it.
In the middle of your little covet when you're conveying something to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
And you boldly and stop, say stop. Now, this ain't in the program, but lift up your hand. But I want you to look
mm-hmm.
up at the sky when you look up at the hand, and I want you to have your hands open. Open your
thank
hand
you,
and receive it
thank
in your
you,
heart.
Lord.
So he can
mm-hmm.
remove something. You know what I'm talking about? There's a void there, Reverend. There's a void there. Somebody
mm-hmm.
already repent. So there's a void there. So let's lead them to
that's
the
it.
Cross,
that's
man.
It.
Let's lead them to
mm-hmm.
the cross, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lead them
yeah.
to the cross. Yeah. And he said, open
mm-hmm.
your hands up. If you ain't did it, shit, do
open
it.
Open your hands.
I dare
yeah.
you to do it. I dare you to be obedient.
Mm.
Do it. Lift up your hands. Your hands wide
lift
open.
Up your hands.
And your heart.
Yeah.
And your hand open to the Lord and ask, Lord, you know what you want God to do for you. It might be a child.
Mm-hmm.
It might be your husband.
Thank
it might
you,
be your
Lord.
Wife. It might be your job. Lift it up to God. Don't let
ooh.
That problem be bigger than God. Lift it up to him. Say,
mm-hmm.
Lord, you remember, I never understood roots, man. Y'all hear me when I go here now. I just started understanding roots a little while back, right, when they used to take the baby, right?
Well, right.
Put the baby and hold them up to the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? It was something they
mm-hmm.
did ritual when they just hold them up to the Lord. When the last time you held your babies up to the Lord? When you lift them up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what age they are. I don't care what age they are. Lift them up to them.
Mm-hmm.
They might be doing
my,
good. They might be doing good.
Yeah.
Lift them up to them.
Yeah.
They might be doing excellent.
Yeah.
But lifting up to them,
yeah.
I guarantee you, they're going to need that prayer later on. I'm telling you, I'm like Naomi. I like not Naomi, Hannah. right? When she's in there praying, I still go back to there, man. I think we said a little while back, Hannah reminded me of a mother praying for her child. And so the Lord, she give her man child, she'll give him back to him. But just, I just want a child. Now, mothers are still praying for their children, their babies. But watch this here. The fathers are too. We didn't got, we got closer to the Lord now. If some of these fathers got closer to the Lord, we crying out too. I know I cry for my babies all the time. I mean, they grown, very grown, too grown. You know what I'm saying? Too grown. Flip them up to them, man. You know what I'm talking about? And they doing a lot. They doing well. But I want God to keep His hands on them. I want to keep His hands on them. I want Him to keep them, man. You know what I'm talking about? Protect them, man. You know what I'm talking about? Brother, man, I got a little baby finna come in, brother. Man, I feel pretty good again. Got another grandson.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't got damn grandkids.
Yeah.
I mean, granddaughter. I got all sons. They all grandsons.
All grandsons.
Yeah, yeah. They, it's all boys, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about it, man. I feel pretty good about it. But I tell you this here, Red. I pray for him, too. My wife, Grandma, they did one of them, they did one of them summer grand, what they call it? They put the jelly on the stomach and check him out and see what he was responsive a little bit, you know. And she called me, baby, pray for him, baby. And I pray for her, you know, God going to bless because her faith too, though. But I just think about how you just never know, man, when God puts you in some situation that you got to jump out on faith and help other people's faith. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Brother Randy, you got to help them. You know what I'm talking about? You got to lift up babies up, man. You got to lift your, like I said, man, open your hands up again. I'm going to do it one more time. I did it for the Father.
Mm-hmm.
I did it for the Son. Now, this is for the Holy Ghost. Hold your hand open and raise it to the sky. And you tell God from your heart what you want Him to do. And you trust in what He can do. God is a healer.
Yes, Lord.
I know right about it. He's a deliverer. You don't have to go back into that world. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You don't have to go back to that world. The world don't have nothing for us. The world don't have nothing for us. You know what the world got it for? False hope. I'm telling you, God wants us as a body to lift one another up, church. Lift us up.
Yes, sir.
And let God's heart stay lined up with our heart. What I mean by that, I know we've been on here a long time. Let me shut up for while I say this here. Don't leave and have a burden that we can pray for you. Don't leave if you're struggling in your walk right now. We can pray for that. Don't leave.
Didn't
understand what we just presented this man. Don't leave. Mercy is here. Grace is here. He's here. He told us earlier, Brother Dow, Reverend Henry, sister and brother, he said, come together. And he showed us the scripture before we even read it. Didn't know we were going to go there, man. We didn't know we were going to Joy the other day. I know I'm right about it. And he present that like that. That's how God does it. Somebody probably went to the other part of Joel when they're talking about he prophesied and all that. And when you're talking about how it's the last day, it's that same scripture. But I stopped there for a reason. Because a lot of people don't know we serving God. He said, let the heathen know. Help me, Holy Spirit, to who your God is. Hey, who are you representing? Let me lay it low, man. I'm going to go back. Let me lay it low. Come on, Rev. Get me out of there, Rev. What we got?
Beautiful.
You got anybody hit the one button? One prayer? Everybody good? Everybody wonderful?
Any river that you see are uncrossable.
Come on now.
Have you any mountain that you cannot follow through? Specialize in things that I thought
that's
impossible.
He will do.
Yes, sir.
With no other power. With no other power. And can do.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Thank you.
God specializes.
Thank you, too. Yes, sir. Specializes.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
yeah.
sisters and brothers.
There's many.
My sisters and brothers, we're going to do this like this, Reverend Henry. Whatever you're going to get on God's plan today, if it wasn't that you couldn't get it, you might have a little time, you can't hit the what button. But they're going to have a, we're going to have a little show later on, a ministry later on. They have nothing to put a name to it, but it could be on with it, dog. So before he goes into that foolishness, they talk about God before that. And I said that. But they present God's love, and they try their best not to go to that foolishness. But when that, while they're there, if it's something there that you can go listen to them later on this evening, my time will be 5 o'clock. Maybe Eastern will be, what, 6 o'clock? What is it, 6? And it's just another blog talk show. But we ask you, it's always a platform that you can be able to come on and listen to if you're not able to listen to that later on this evening as well. And Reverend Henry?
Yes, sir.
God have done a great thing with us, man. He has
yes,
moved,
sir.
Man.
Yes,
boy.
Sir. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Right. Can
mm-hmm.
y'all hear me?
You can
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
I'm just going to get my... I'm just going to get my... my word for the day, I got to get back to it. I got to get back to it. I'm sitting in a traffic jam right now. But it's come from, I think it was Ecclesiastes 5 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let the word be few. For a dream cometh through the multitudes of business, and a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words.
Mm-hmm.
When thy vow is a vow unto God, differ not to pay it, for he had not pleasure in the food. Pay that with thy vow. And I'm going to stop right there for a minute and give you what I got out of that. And it's saying from earlier, from what I read, and the inspiration it read to me, it said, it's telling you when you make a commitment to God and you vow you're not going to do something, don't make yourself look like a fool, or don't make yourself look, you ain't living by your word that you vowed to him. Don't go to him and say you're going to stop doing this and stop doing that, and 5 minutes later you're doing the exact thing you just vowed that you wasn't going to do. And he was saying, when you speak those words, mean what you say and do what you mean or what you say. Don't just say it to be saying it to be a cliche. That's what I got out of it. But I'm going to read the inspiration mm-hmm. word to it.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on. I'm rolling a little bit here. Hold on just a second.
God bless you, man.
Yeah. And it says, the inspiration says, we should not be quick to make vows to God. But if and when we make them, we should keep them. If we cannot keep them, we must plead with God to forgive us and learn to not make a foolish vow again in the future. It is better to open our mouth but little. That means if you don't mean it, don't open it at all. To let our words be few than to promise much and not deliver. And that's right there when you make that vow. That vow is a promise. And that's what vow means. You made a promise to God, but you broke it. So that's what he's telling you. So before you make that promise, make sure you mean what you say in that promise. And then that was what I had got out of it today. You know, you can say a lot of things, but do you really mean it? So when you ask for forgiveness or God take this away, mean it. Don't ask him to take it away and then turn around and do it again through saying, asking for it. That's what I got today. Thank y'all for letting me say that. I'm going to have to go back to mute for a minute.
God bless it, man. Good work. Good work.
Mm-hmm.
Good work. There are some things that, and God knows we don't, the faster we stop doing it, you know, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We are merciful. We know a merciful God to do. That he allow our weakness to get strong. The closer we get to them vows that we come to God with, we call a vow. But I do know he said, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. You know, so when you're doing this, you're showing your humility of him. You know, so God is good, man. Let's keep worshiping him and keep thanking him for all the things he has done and going to do in this day. Because he's been so good to us, man. He's been better than us. We've been to ourselves, man.
That's right.
We know we deserve justice. And he just give us that mercy, man. I know him, right? Because
yes,
it's in the book.
Yes, he does.
You know, he could change it in the twinkle of an eye, brother. But some
mm-hmm.
kind of way. He allows us to just be here today, man. And I thank God for that, man. He's so good, man. My brother.
Yes, he is.
That's a good one there, brother. Now you can take that home, man. All the way home with you, with them, you know. Thank God for that, you know. And like again, you know, we God has blessed. I really believe he has, you know, not just because I said something, but I just really believe he moved, Reverend Henry, you know, to my.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we didn't make no petition to let nobody come in. So we thank God for the fellowship. For all the ones
mm-hmm.
came out as if it be God's will, we'd be here tomorrow. If not, you know, it was his will for us not to be here. And I ain't talking about this because we can't be here because we're at work. He might call us on home. You know,
mm-hmm.
I believe the day might come. You never know, you know. But I do know this, yeah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come so humble to you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your love and your amazing grace, Lord. But surely it was you,
yes,
Lord, to touch us, Lord, and let us be in your presence once again, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the fellowship, Lord, and the gathering of your
thank
saints,
you,
Lord. Lord, be with us if we have our jobs, Lord. Be with us if we travel these highways and byways. Lord, let the word that went up, Lord, that it touched someone's heart, Lord. That even though they might not say it openly in public, Lord, that you bless their heart to see that you are in the midst, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for you. But you've always been there, Lord, to always show that you are present, Lord. We thank you for my brothers and sisters that come out. They just want to go a little closer to you or maybe just want to just hear your word, Lord. And start their day off right. Lord, we love you. We thank you. And we ask you, Father God, to always, Father God, keep us close to your heart, Lord. Because we
mm-hmm.
could do nothing without you, Lord. I mean nothing, Lord. So thank you. Thank you for Brother Nutty, what he did and doing, Lord. And we ask you, Father God,
thank
all
you.
This in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We pray. Amen.
Man,
you know, Reb, you know, God is good, man. I'm just gonna leave it like that, but
yes, sir.
Thank God
yes,
for
sir.
His peace, man. And
thank
if you can, we hold on to this. So this little self talk right here.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Reb,
thank you.
Twinkie and I were in Little Rock, Arkansas. With Bishop L.T. Walker. Early one morning, I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, that I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right.
Come on with that.
So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off.
Face the fact.
Yeah.
Face the fact.
And you will never stray.
And you will never stray.
Turn your faith loose.
Yes, he will.
Give you all the
truth. So don't question God.
So don't
That's it.
Come on, man.
It's
too good.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
I kept on writing, Karen. I kept on writing, Jack.
Except
what God
allows. Except
what God
allows.
Even you, when you
don't understand it. It's working too, God.
Every
try,
even
step.
You
will.
Well,
you hear the word.
Yes, sir.
Don't try. God, help me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.